Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about you that night.
Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip the party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, cause that's your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. 21 years old today.
Just like every year.
Here it is. I finally made it.
You did it.
My 21st birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Arrived.
Get younger every year.
That's right.
Don't feel it. Don't know if I look it, but on paper I am.
You act it.
On podcast I am. Yes, I definitely act it. Yeah. So we are out celebrating my birthday.
Sure.
Kind of.
At the moment.
At the moment, no.
No.
But if we go back to the future, to this podcast getting released.
Yes.
We're celebrating it.
Correct.
Yeah. So what's the date in Back to the Future?
The date?
Yeah.
That's me. Oh. I'll call my sister.
She knows. I don't know. All right.
I know it's 1985.
All right. So I was born. Maybe.
It was 85.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. I am one half your host, Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear. And you are?
I am Alex, and not as old as you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, yeah. So, we're recording midweek, dropping the episode on Friday, and my birthday is on Sunday.
Right.
So, when you listen to this, if it's Friday, we'll still be in our hometown area, but at a haunt somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to it on my birthday, thank you, and we'll be in Hershey Park.
We will.
We're going to their... Yeah, go ahead, but we're going to their Halloween.
So, this song, it's like, you can find me in the club... No, you could find me in Hershey Park.
There you go.
With a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah. But they don't have sprinkles.
Isn't it the weirdest thing?
And so
last
weird.
Time we went, which wasn't that long ago, it was like in the summer, mid craziness of vacationing, and they didn't have the like Hershey's hot fudge.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh,
like,
I remember.
It was like the chocolate syrup.
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of bull?
They were slacking.
This?
But so is this song, right?
Mm-hmm.
The equivalent of like Mariah Carey's Christmas song, how it just took over. It's like the new birthday song.
Not new.
But I'm saying it's like the new.
Do you know that I was graduating eighth grade when this came out?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I remember I was at my eighth grade like party and everyone was okay. Like, oh yeah.
So we're going to have to officially end this podcast forever.
No, I'm saying, I was just saying that you said new. It's not new.
Well, I'm just saying it's like how it took over. Like, the
birthday.
Christmas song is Mariah Carey, and now I feel like the birthday song is 50 Cent.
I think Happy Birthday is the happy birthday song, but I understand what you're saying.
This is the new deal. You're too young. You don't understand.
I got it.
You don't understand. You
I get it. We use it every time it's one of our birthdays. I get it.
Everyone uses it every time it's one of their birthdays. That's what I'm saying.
And like if you're out somewhere, they play it for the birthday.
It's a new takeover.
It's not new, though.
It's
what
takeover.
I'm saying. It's 20 years old.
All right. Well, just because you're 20 doesn't mean the song is 20.
Thanks. I will take that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Go.
All right. Anyway, we are halfway through the Halloween season here.
We got our bickering over with
this
episode.
For now. For now. To be continued. And by the way, I did have a couple of things I wanted to to discuss with you, but we could do it off the air. Or we could do it now if you want.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying. We have some things we have to resolve.
Oh, geez.
That's all I'm saying.
Great. Can't wait for this episode to
there
be
you
over.
Go.
Go.
All right. So... anyway, we are halfway through Halloween as we're recording this.
Uh-huh.
And we're pretty much halfway through our haunts.
Yeah.
So we kind of wanted to just take an episode and just talk about what we've done so far and what we have coming up.
Right.
So here's actually a telltale sign of what night we're recording, because as we record this, tomorrow night, we're going to New York City, Manhattan, to do either two or three haunts.
Yes, we are.
Definitely two, possibly a third.
Right.
Should we say which ones they are?
Yeah.
All right, so if you check out the Instagram, you'll see. But we're doing Blood Manor. Mm-hmm. We're doing the new haunt in Manhattan, Terror Vision.
Right.
And we're going to pass by Nightmare Dollhouse.
We have to.
Yeah, we got to see Timmy.
That's our old stomping ground. But you know. Yeah,
and his birthday just passed as well.
It did, yeah.
So happy birthday, Timmy.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Yeah. So if we get those three in, that'll be numbers 7, 8, and 9 for us.
Yes.
And we got to hit 13.
Yes, we do.
That's a number.
And that is going to be a lot of fun trying to figure out those episodes and where they fit. And we're yes. going to have to double up
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah, we might be doing a double
feature episode or something. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But time-wise, we don't know, but we'll make sure to get it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, right, we've done Six Flags Fright Fest. We've done 13th Hour.
Right.
We've done Oasis, mm-hmm. their family farm during the day, and Island of Terror at night.
Yes.
We did Nightmare at Gravity Hill. Mm-hmm. And then we went and represented our hometown of Chrysler Mansion and Hallow's End.
Which would be in Staten Island.
Yeah, in Shallon, Staten yes. Island. There you go. So we did those six. Then, like I said, we have Blood Manor, Terror Vision, hopefully Nightmare Dollhouse, and Hershey Park.
Yeah.
This weekend. Mm-hmm. And that would be 7, 8, 9, 10 with Hershey Park. And I want to try to, I don't know for sure, but we definitely want to get to Conover Killings.
Yeah, I wish we can go today that this is being released.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Because they have dog adoption.
Yes. So
if you listen to this early on Friday, go, even if you're afraid of haunts and you don't want to go through it, go and look at the puppies and adopt them or send pictures to your friends and make them adopt them.
Yes. So not only can you go do a haunt, but you can adopt a dog, like yes, you said.
That's got to be like a first.
Yeah.
And I got to say, Jonathan's social media game is on point. And I'm not even like, I usually am like, whatever. I don't even really. It is so funny, the stuff that he's doing on social media. I love it.
Yeah.
He goes to like go follow Conover Killings on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And we have no, like, affiliation. You know, we're just cool with
him.
But we have no affiliation. It's not like a, you know, anything like that.
Yes.
But he goes there in full gear. And it's like a therapy place or a gym or something like that. And he does things like he's working out to kill people. But
yes.
It's really funny. I can't explain it well. So you have to go and check it out.
Yeah. Then he went, like, shopping at Home Depot.
Yeah.
So it's, and he's just, like, preparing for his victims to go visit him at his Halloween haunted house through the woods, the trail at Conover Killings. Mm-hmm. So for sure, get out there.
Yeah.
And we are definitely going to try to Friday when they have the Associated Humane Societies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the community shelter.
I love it. Oh, my gosh.
So, and it's at 3101 Hurley Pond Road.
Yes.
In Wall, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a very nice area.
Yes, it is.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. And it's up on Instagram, like you said, but you call and make a reservation and you can go and
he always answers the phone.
He sure does.
And if for some reason he does it, he will call you right back.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's another one we always say that's such a big.
Love it.
Yes.
Love
someone
it.
Should always answer the phone. If you have a phone number, someone should answer it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a phone number, then we can't complain about it.
Yeah. So I would also, Conover Killings, obviously on our list.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get to Sleepy Hollow. Before the end of the year.
We're going to try and see.
Yeah. Again, it's just hard because craziness, and I can't even imagine how you haunt owners feel this damn weather.
I know.
And the rain. Every damn Saturday.
Yes. I was just saying to you right before we started recording, like, it's not even like, oh, it rains Sunday night. Like, it's raining Saturday, so it messes up Saturday and Sunday. Because this rain is like, it's not just like drizzle. It's rain. It's like full on like monsooning out a lot of the time.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And during the week, 70, beautiful. 80 degrees.
I'm outside.
Sunny.
We are outside every single day. When you get home, we take the girls out. We go here. We go there. We're like, it's so
even
nice.
Today, we took them to the park. Yeah.
We did. They're running around tennis courts that we have by us.
Yes.
Collecting the leftover.
Exactly. We said today we need to open up a tennis ball company.
They should have, you know, lemonade stands. They should have a tennis ball stand.
So funny.
And people can come and buy a tennis ball for $1.
Yeah, because we just bring them to tennis courts for them to run around every time they find.
And it's funny because the people who go there and like play and like practice and all, they like know them now.
Yes.
And they're like, you really should they're so young. Like, you should get them into this at this age. And then eventually they'll be so good. They'll be the new twins in tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you never know.
Yep, yeah. And then they can learn how to swing a tennis racket and be in a haunted house. And
hit people with tennis rackets?
Yes.
All right.
Be the new Jonathan with tennis rackets.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would, I mean, that's some weapon.
There you go. Hey, anything can be used.
That's true.
Anything goes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, is right. Yeah. So if Hershey Park was 10, Conover Killings was 11, if we can get to Sleepy Hollow, that'd be 12. Mm-hmm. And I would like to, for number 13, do one that we've done before or one that you haven't done before. No, you've done both of them. Oh. You have done both. So either Jason's Woods.
Right.
Which yes, I love that. And we haven't done in years.
Yes.
And Frightland in Delaware. Yes. Which you did as well.
Years one time. Ago.
Yeah, years.
I remember you go through like a carnival type thing, mm-hmm. right? And then it's in the back.
Yeah, so it's a
is big... Is that with the attic?
That's with the attic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, but it wasn't as dark.
No, they changed the attic from what it was.
And even Jason's Woods wasn't... Like, I remember the build-up to Jason's Woods was like, you were like, it's the greatest thing ever. It was so much fun. You had a whole story about what happened when you went before, you know, before that, the last time you went. And then mm-hmm. we got there and it wasn't the same.
Yeah. I mean, it was still good.
It was.
But it definitely wasn't that first original time that we went.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they're far.
They are far. They're in Delaware.
Yeah.
But it's well worth it because it's great. It's fun. It has like 8 different attractions, I remember. Mm-hmm. And they also, like you said, they have like a big carnival area before you go to... It's on the same grounds, but...
Yeah, like you go into the carnival and you have to go to like the back of it and that's mm-hmm. where the haunt stuff is.
Yeah, and they sell like a combo pass that if you mm-hmm. buy the haunted house, you get a wristband for all the carnival rides.
Yeah, yeah.
So instead that's of waiting cool. in line, you kind of can it ride is. The rides and... Yeah,
see, when the girls are a little bit older, I feel like... I mean, not a little bit, maybe a lot of bit older.
Yes.
It'd be fun to like... We'll go and stay over a night.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. you know, they would go with us.
Yeah.
Or I feel like it's what's going to happen is one of them is going to like it and the other one isn't. It's going to, like, hopefully they both like it.
Mm.
But I could see that happening.
Right. Yeah. I could see. Yeah. Hopefully not. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
And then 2 other things we did outside of haunted houses, but still in a Halloween theme, mm-hmm. was we did the Luminosity.
Yeah, it's like dinosaur.
Yeah, it was dinosaur themed, but they did have Halloween stuff. They had pumpkin set up mm-hmm, and those walk through the whatever, like to walk through the archway
and
pumpkins.
I feel like dinosaurs are like could be scary.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. And some of them actually were.
I know. The T-Rex that they had was huge.
Yeah, and they had the dinosaur walking around.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Which we put a video in our story, mm-hmm. but I'll like actually put the video on our post.
Definitely
so it's
worth
there.
It.
But it is so cool. It literally, like, I was like, wow, it actually looks real.
It did. It really did.
It was, like, Universal grade.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of. There's in Universal Hollywood or...
Either one.
Orlando. Yeah, you can, like, meet the raptor.
Yes.
Was? Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah. And it legitimately looked and had that feel mm-hmm. of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was walking around the park. And if you're not familiar with Luminosity, they've been around for quite a while.
Yeah. Like and we went to it years ago.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a traveling,
I don't want to say light show because it's not lights, but it's almost like, I don't even know how do you explain it. So the one we went to years ago, it was lanterns.
Yeah. Like okay. Lanterns. Yeah. Was it for like Christmas time?
It was around Christmas time, but it wasn't Christmas theme though.
Okay.
It was just
lights.
Like these little characters and they're lit up. So here they actually had some, but they were like animals. Like it was like tigers and the mammoths. They had these giant mammoths and they were lit up. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, they set up for different holidays. It's like a holiday themed walkthrough in a big area, either grass area or parking lot or whatever it is, wherever they could find a big area to set up.
Yeah.
And they set up these like archways to walk through and all these different lights and
yes, they had a light
scenes
thing.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the girls are just running back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And we got a video of them holding hands and running through, which I mean, if that doesn't just pull on your heartstrings, what will?
Yep. And this one was dinosaur themed. And then they have a holiday theme. Mm-hmm. I saw there was one coming up for Easter.
Oh,
an Easter themed one. So yeah, they're taking over with these, you know, like pop-up.
And it's just nice, like when it's a nice day out, whenever we actually do get that. It's nice, it's just something to do. And it's good for it's good for everyone, really.
Yeah.
But it's great for, you would think not 2-year-old kids. because you would think these giant dinosaurs would scare them. But
oh, they
ours.
Loved it.
Yeah, oh,
they loved
like
them.
Like they
yeah.
were mad leaving. Like they didn't mm-hmm. want to leave.
And it is like photo shoot galore there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forget it. I feel like that's maybe a little less, I'll say half, of why they do as good as they do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they have so many different spots where you can get such good pictures.
Yep.
It's yep. great.
Yeah. And then it was actually, it was funny because it is two different experiences.
It is.
If you go during the day yes. and at night, which we did. We yep. we experienced it during the day and mm-hmm. then saw at night when all the lights were on. And you could definitely appreciate things differently
yeah.
during the day when it's just the dinosaurs. And right. you could really see up close details mm-hmm. of, mm-hmm. you know. And then at night, again, it's just a whole different level. Yeah. Of just
the yeah. lighting is different. And uh-huh. certain things are lit up.
Yep.
And, you know. Dinosaurs yeah. walking around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they had like a dinosaur car you could have driven on.
Yeah, it was cute. Sometimes yeah. like, I mean, they were actually different than this. But you know in like the malls, when you go on the little car and it's like the electric and it drives around. Mm-hmm. I think you like push the button and stuff to do this.
Yeah.
But it was different. It actually looked like a dinosaur. Like it wasn't yeah. like a fluffy
right,
thing.
Right, right. No, no. Yeah.
And then they had this big giant dinosaur. If you you had to climb up like four steps and you could sit on it and take a picture.
Yeah.
And we got our girls on that.
Yeah.
And that looked legit too, like that looked.
It did. Real they were impressive.
I sent it to my sisters. They were like, "Where are you now?" Like, I don't. Where did you find a dinosaur?
And that T Rex you're talking about, he was probably like
he's huge.
Yeah, like 25 feet tall.
We've tried this before, where yeah. I try to figure out feet. I'm not it good
was
at it.
Huge, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely worth checking out, and it was in the Freehold area.
Yes.
By the Freehold Mall.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So check it out and go yeah, to Luminosity cool. and.
I mean, everyone that we came in contact with that worked there was very nice.
Oh, yeah.
They were all such nice people.
Yep, yep.
And it
yep.
was right across from the mall. Was it yeah. Freehold Mall?
Is that Freehold. What
the mall
yep.
it was? Mm-hmm. And yeah. we were able to go in there and we got some pumpkin spice Frosties from Wendy's. And yeah. then we went back at night.
Yes. And then we actually got a cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
We did for your birthday because it was
yep.
free.
Yep, yep, yep. If you sign up to their rewards, you get a free cheesecake mm-hmm. on your birthday
and
month.
Not spoiler alert, but fun fact, that's what I meant. You can, it says dine in only, but you can take it to go.
We did.
Yeah.
We sure did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So moving on.
The I don't know. Other... I keep going off.
You
on
sure
tangents.
Do.
You kind of did that though too. So, okay, yeah. go.
That's another thing we need to discuss after this.
I'm sorry. Am I going to the principal's office?
All right, so the other Halloween-ish thing we did, not really Haunted House, but it kind of was this year. Was the Halloween house in Long Island.
It's so I couldn't wait to talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that last year we went, I liked them both equally, that last year and this year. I think last year, right? Or was it the year before? Yeah, last year.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Last year. Yeah, duh, because the girls. But they were different. Like, they actually were different.
Very
last
different.
Last year, it was very family. It was cutesy and pumpkins and all that yes. kind of stuff, which I loved. Like, I actually did mm-hmm. love it. But it was mm-hmm. like... Some rooms were like, you know, they were dark and they were witches and all this kind of stuff. This year they had some more like horror stuff and I yeah. loved it. There was one yeah. room and it was like, okay, there's, I want to say seven
mm-hmm.
different hidden like horror icon type things around the room.
It was cool.
But there was actually more because there was some Stranger Things thing in that room too, which you definitely didn't notice.
Was it on the floor next to the bed?
No, I don't know what that is, but on the chair okay. there was a shirt. And that was from Stranger Things.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, I saw like next to the bed.
It was
like...
I didn't see that until you showed me a picture of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't see it in person?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
It's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah.
Okay. But which is weird because this isn't like a spoiler because you see it. It's blatantly right there. But Chucky is there and you can talk to him and hang out with him and take selfies with him.
Yo, it was so creepy and weird and strange.
When you were in there by yourself with him?
Yes.
I know. It happened to me too.
Because he turns his head and he talks.
I know.
That was weird.
I was like, yo, he's going to pull a knife out from behind his back.
I actually got a weird feeling about that. Like, obviously, I knew I was okay. But
that's
I was
literally
like,
the movie.
Whoa. I was like, yeah, that was actually creepy. Because yeah. we took turns going, because we were with the girls. And
so, yeah. And they liked that room, but they weren't like crazy about it.
Yeah.
To them, it was like, it looked like a bedroom. They're like, right, oh, okay, right, what? Right. It's not, they don't get it.
Yeah, so we took them to the next room, and then we kind of took turns one at a time going back mm-hmm. just to see all the icons
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, to appreciate it.
Yeah, and when we went back in there,
at least for me. Were you too. By yourself?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Which was so weird because when we were in there initially, there were like five other people, which is fine. Yeah. There's like five other people in there with us. Uh-huh. So it was funny that we both went back and I have a video of the entire room just empty.
Yes. Okay. I saw that. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And I don't even like the other icon villains, killers were just like...
Yeah, like Mike Myers staring at you.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is really creepy. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But you know, it would have been that was cool a cool room. If they had Freddy coming through the bed.
You know, I thought when I walked in, I thought that was the reasoning for the bed. Mm-hmm. It was for Freddy.
Yeah.
I did, but it wasn't. It was something else, but Freddy's I thought that's our, what it was.
Well, Freddy's yeah. my, like... And he's, like, underappreciated. Freddy, mm-hmm. like, justice for Freddy.
Okay.
Because, I don't know. I feel like the new generation doesn't appreciate him as much as they should.
Yeah. Well, they haven't really released a new Freddy movie in
because I don't know how long. Because you can't. You can't remake Freddy.
No, I know. But I guess that's why the new generation doesn't really know him like the other ones. Like, they're still making Halloween movies and stuff.
Right, and Scream.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Thousand mm-hmm. Screams. Look, listen, I love Ghostface as much as the next person, but Freddy's just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the OG.
One of.
Yeah. And then another cool room that I feel like is the number one room for many people. It was like the neon light up.
Beer pong room.
Beer pong, yeah. Which, I mean, it was just so cool funny looking.
Seeing the girls like trying to throw the ping pong ball in the cup. And I'm like, whoa, that's strange.
Yeah, so you walked in the room and there was music playing. And
it was a really cool room. There was like a beanbag toss into like containers.
Garbage cans, yeah.
And pretty much table set up. Like,
yeah, everything was just neon lights and it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool really room. Cool. And it was fun to...
Yeah, and again, perfect for like those Instagram pictures.
Yes. The lighting was a made little for weird.
That. Yes,
but
yes.
But if you like, you know, how to edit pictures, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And they had, I want to say, 10 rooms. And possibly. Each room is themed totally different from the next one.
Yes.
Still on like the same Halloween and theme, but...
If you did it last year, I want to say only one room was similar to...
Okay, yeah.
A room last year. Like, everything was different from last
year. Oh, yeah. Way different. Everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that turns into a Christmas house after the Halloween house.
Which I cannot wait to mm-hmm. do for the snow and the snowman and other Santa-type stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I can wait. Mm-hmm. I'm loving Halloween season.
Yeah. And then we spoke to the guy, Mike, I guess, ran that location.
Yes. Oh, my God. And he did, like,
super nice.
It was a Nightmare Before Christmas, like, tarot card reading thing.
Uh-huh.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the girls love Nightmare Before Christmas, so that was, you know, cool too. But he was a very, very nice guy.
Yeah, so that was Mike. And then actually jumping back to Luminosity, mm-hmm. we spoke to John who ran that one.
Yes.
And again, like, you can tell why these people are successful in life.
Yeah, yep.
Just because of how nice and just personable they are.
If the energy is good, people are going to want to be surrounded by it. So. If the energy isn't good, they're going to be like, I'm not supporting this.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. Like, you want to support good people and when they do good things.
Right.
And even, like we said before, Conover Killings, Rob, just super nice. Just,
yeah. And, like, loves what he does, loves the haunt. And come on, he's trying to get puppies adopted. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
End of conversation. I don't even want to talk about that anymore.
All right.
I mean, but, I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I got it. I understand. But, yeah. So those are the kind of off haunted house Halloween theme stuff that we did as well.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to do as much as we can around this weather.
Yeah, it's been killing us.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg's freaking out because he's like, no, we got to get 13 in.
I am. I know. That's like my new standard for every October. And I know how bummed out and just, I don't know, upset I get when I see rain in the forecast.
Right.
I
could it's disappointing.
Only imagine what these haunt owners are feeling.
Right? That they invest all this time and money and energy into it.
I know. And the building and the actors and the just everything that they put into it.
Yeah.
And designing and every weekend. Like, I can't imagine.
I know.
I can't.
And it's like at this point, there's 2 weekends left. 3, yeah. I guess. But...
Now, just telling you, I forget what haunt it is, but now they're doing like a Thursday night trying to make up for
and we were saying like, some of the rain. Bigger haunts that like really get crowds, they should do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, they should, especially closer to Halloween.
Yes, like mm-hmm. not September, but I feel like once the second week of October hits, they could probably do Thursday, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who am I? But,
yeah.
Or the last 2 weeks.
I don't know. Maybe do like, if you do Thursday or whatever, like...
I don't know, $10 cheaper tickets or something, you know, like.
Well, at this point, they got to do anything they can.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because it's like.
But I can't imagine the frustration and just, I don't know, to deal with this rain.
I know.
But it's so nice during the week.
And yep.
I feel so bad.
That's the thing. It's like, it's one thing if it's freezing or, but even freezing wouldn't matter.
No, right.
But if
right.
it's like raining all week mm-hmm, or whatever mm-hmm. it is. But it's literally beautiful. Like it's when crazy. You think of fall weather. In New York, New Jersey, like that's what it is during
yeah.
the week.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
then the weekend comes and it is like miserable. You want to stay in all day. It's crazy.
But two other things to look forward to that we have coming up on this podcast mm-hmm. is interviews.
Yeah.
We've said we've been wanting to do more interviews mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and we actually had a few.
Yeah.
You know, we did Neil from the Halloween store.
Yes.
And we have two more coming up.
We do.
And I am so excited for both of them.
Yes. And it's funny because one of them we both saw.
Separately.
Yes. We saw uh-huh. the post. We're on a page and we on Facebook. And we both saw a post and we were both like, oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, yeah, we're going to interview her.
Yeah. So we're talking about Carrie. And we're on a Six Flags Great Adventure, like, fan page.
Yeah.
And she posted that this is something I remember.
Years ago. Like
years. Yeah. yeah, maybe, like, I'd say 5 years ago. Yeah. ago. 4 years ago, maybe. Whatever yeah. it was. 4 or 5 years ago. Maybe 6 years ago. Who knows? But it's something I was like, oh, man, I would love to do this.
You would never be able to do that. You would never.
No, but I would love to do it. I would love it. It's, like, challenge-esque.
I know that, but you're like, aren't you claustrophobic?
Yeah, but I would still love to do it. I wouldn't say I'd last or win.
Right.
But okay. I would kind of do it for like 5 minutes. Be like, all right, guys, that was you'd cool. Like, thanks. Appreciate it.
You'd pop up and be like, can I go take a shower?
yeah. But at Six Flags, Great Adventure, and I think other Six Flags as well, did like a competition. It was a coffin challenge that you had to spend 30 straight hours in a coffin in the parks.
Can I just say one thing? Back when they first did this, I was like, mm-hmm. I would never. This is miserable. Why would anyone do this? Now.
Do you know how good of sleep you would get in there?
Yo, 30 straight hours. I would give anything. I would pay them to let me lay there without being interrupted. If they came and checked on me, like, leave me alone. I want to get sleep.
Yeah. And Carrie posted that she did it. And she actually posted pictures as well to prove it. Mm-hmm. Yes, not that I would have needed proof. Like, no, I mean, right. I would take her word for it. But she does that picture of it. And she did the challenge, 30 hours. Mm-hmm. We won't say if she won or not.
Yeah, I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah, like, so you guys have to listen.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's going to tell us all about it. Mm-hmm. What the audition was like. What the interview was like. Yeah, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what the application was.
Like what if you had to pee?
Well, I remember they gave you like, if it was like every 2 hours, like a 5 or 10 minute break. Yeah, bathroom break, yeah.
Like, but, these are questions you may not know the answer. I'm just asking it because I want to ask her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was she able to have her phone?
It's funny. I think, I don't know if this is definitely right. But. Yeah, but what I think is that they did it 2 years. I think the first year they allowed you to have the phone. The second year they didn't.
Like,
and I remember the first year they allowed you to bring like a book with you. And the second year they didn't. They made changes.
It would be perfect if they did it soon. The Britney Spears book is coming out. I would literally read the entire thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd probably finish it before the 30 hours.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Oh, that'd be great. Do you know what I'd get for that?
I think they definitely tweaked the rules and stuff from year 1 to year 2.
Because that's like, it makes it easier.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But listen, I don't. This is just me like remembering what I read online.
Yeah.
But. I mean, I guess if it's online, it has to be true.
Oh, of course. Everything online is true.
But Carrie's going to tell us everything.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm actually, I'm very excited.
Yeah, because I'm curious like what she felt leading up to it, how she felt during it and all that stuff. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And as you know, like we have such a love-hate relationship for Six Flags Great Adventure.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. I go there and I'm like, I hate this place.
Yeah.
But then like Fright Fest times comes around, I'm like, I can't wait to go. Yeah. And then we go and I'm like, oh, I hate this place, but I love it so much.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things that's like, nostalgic, which is weird though, because I never went as a kid. I went, I mean, I guess technically I kind of was a kid when I first went. I was like 19.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I went when I met you.
Yeah.
So I never went when I was like 11, 12, like everybody, you know,
right.
kind of did.
But it's still just.
It still has something though. It has like that, like just, yeah, I don't know what it
and
is.
And that rundown feeling and Six Flags, like, we're making new additions and a new ride, like, and they just repaint an old ride and call it a new name.
Still Medusa.
And
it's like, yeah, and now it's exactly. Medusa again.
Yeah, it was Medusa, then Bizarro, then back to Medusa, and they just paint like, the track Medusa's a different back. Color. Yeah, but
it's like, where'd you go?
There's something about it that
you just gotta just, love it.
Yeah,
you gotta.
And I could just, yeah, I could just go and walk around the park and just, I don't know, just
yeah,
not even go on the rides and just
feel finally, like, I know how to get to most things.
Oh yeah,
I think
I do for sure.
That's no, I do, but yeah, it, yeah. Like literally until I feel like until this year,
that's funny.
I was like, I have no idea where to go.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but.
Yeah, I could just walk around the park and just shake my head at how bad this park is, but yeah, how much I love it.
Like, it's so bad.
It's so bad that it's good.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Although we've got, over the years, some really good prizes of the games they have.
Yeah.
Which they don't anymore. They don't have good prizes anymore.
No, they used to.
But do you remember way back when they had, I actually think it was the Whack-A-Mole, which was great because you're undefeated in that.
The Wizard of Oz dolls?
The Wizard of Oz dolls.
Yep.
And they were like legit like a foot and a half big, like tall. Yeah.
And all the characters.
All they had Dorothy, you know, the main four. They had the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
I think that was the five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I won an inflatable Simpsons couch.
Oh my God, yes.
At the milk carton game.
Yeah.
Man, they don't make the prize like they used to anymore.
No, they don't. We had
that
a
was
giant,
a big inflatable couch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway. That's one interview coming up.
Yes.
And then the other interview is with our buddy Ben.
Yes.
Lifelong friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Horror Nights out in...
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, California.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the one years ago in Orlando, and he went to the one out there. So
and
we
think it's the most overrated thing in the world.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear his take on it.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see how it was and what he thought and all that stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are some things coming up. As well as the reviews and breakdowns of the haunts that we're going to be going to.
Yeah. So stay tuned for all that.
Yeah. I'm super excited for Hershey Park.
Yeah.
This is, I believe, their second year of doing, like, scary Halloween stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually asked you. I was like, is it, like, friendly Halloween? You're like, no. They do, like, haunt. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
And I haven't been reading online, but I'm just kind of, like, looking at, like, people's reviews here and there. But nothing, like, no spoilers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing. I don't even know, like, what the house themes are. I believe there's 5 haunted houses and some scare zones, but I don't know what any of the themes are. Like, I want to know nothing.
I didn't
nothing.
Even know they had it up until, like, a week ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's funny. Until I asked you.
And people are saying, like, they made a major, like, improvement from year one to year
really?
Two. Like, major.
That's like, great.
Yeah. And people are saying it's, like, better than Dorney Park Haunt.
Well, we could have a whole episode on Dorney Park.
Yeah, yeah.
The first year we ever went to that, which I can't tell you what year it was amazing.
One of my favorite.
They had the skeleton keys.
Yes.
And you go into, if you have the skeleton key, you get to go in a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
Like an addition, like it was on top of the walkthrough, and it was like an interactive thing. So you had to stick your hand in a thing and grab something out of it or whatever, stuff like that.
I love that aspect because it was the skeleton key was the VIP pass to skip the line.
But then you also, on top of skipping the line, got an extra experience.
Yes, which I loved. It's like, all right, $35, skip the lines. But like you said, you also got an extra room in each.
It wasn't just kind of. So like, let's say the line's not that long. At least you get that, you know?
Yes.
But. Then we went again, I think it was 2 years later, and it must have had a new person running it or something, because it was awful. Like, it had its things that were okay, but it was nowhere near what it was years before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how it is now. We haven't been in a long time.
But I would like to go back.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I like Dorney Park.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I am hearing really good things about Hershey Park.
I don't want to get...
The Halloween.
I'm not going to get...
All right,
you know.
I'm just saying, though, yeah. But they're saying they did great. And they actually reopened up the... I don't know if this is the name for it, but I want to say like the music box.
Where you could sing?
No. Next to that, actually. But it's where the show is.
Yeah. Where
and
they had
they
Santa that year.
Yes. And they have a show in there. I don't know even know if it's a Halloween-themed show, but there's a show going on right now.
Okay.
So something else to do. Yeah. I guess that's been closed for quite a while with shows.
Mm.
But I read they brought that back. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Is that a good birthday? Are you excited?
Yeah.
To do that for your
of
birthday?
Course. Of course.
That's what
something
we did for
new, something different.
Mother's Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's with the girls. And it's Halloween and... Hershey Park, so
yeah. Something different-ish.
Definitely, yep. Mm-hmm. A new thing
it is.
That
we've never
done
it during Halloween, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then one thing that I kind of am upset about that we missed, but we got reports back from Joe Donut. is that he went to the Spirit Halloween diner.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Jersey. Right, it was Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, Jersey, maybe we can get there. But it was kind of far from us-ish.
Yeah.
Right, it was where Friday the 13th, it was on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And it's where Friday the 13th was filmed, which so I kind of
like,
remember
being... He said it was like 5 minutes from Crystal Lake.
Yeah,
where it was filmed. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. But I would have loved to go because you know that whole town is probably decked out with Jasons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yes. Hello. That's the whole point of it. Oh,
my goodness. That's why they did it.
Duh.
Whoa.
Are you serious?
No, actually, I knew that. I just forgot until you said it again.
Okay, gotcha.
But I originally did know it, and I forgot. I forgot it was Friday the 13th.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, alrighty, so, yeah he went there, and they had a pop-up kind of Spirit Halloween in... Was it like a diner?
In a diner, yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It wasn't a Spirit Halloween diner, but Spirit Halloween like took it over for the day.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They take over the corpses. Right.
Yep, yep. Except the diner's still going on.
Well, right, except, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a vampire. It died and then came back to life.
Uh-huh. And he said it was cool. And a lot of people showed up. And it's crazy. Spirit Halloween has like a following and they draw
it It's
now.
Like a cult following.
Yeah.
Spirit Halloween. Mm-hmm. There's just something... I don't know. I'm telling you, COVID did something to people. It was like Halloween came. I say it so many times on the podcast, like different episodes. But during COVID, when Halloween time came around, it's when everything kind of started feeling a little bit more normal. People, I think, just got like more in love with Halloween all over again because of that. They were like, thank you for giving me back some kind of normal. And Spirit Halloween was there.
Yeah.
With it.
I think. Feel it.
Yeah.
I hear that.
And now we love Spirit Halloween because we have to, because our girls want to go there all the time.
Yeah. We were actually there today.
We were.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. They sell like everything that they have in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, it's so hard to explain.
It's like end cap signs.
Oh, sure. So, I would have never known that's what it was called.
Yeah. I used to work at Toys R Us during the holiday season.
You worked everywhere.
I know what you're talking about. And,
but how do you even know that? You worked for like a season.
Yeah, well, I got in with all the lingo.
You had to seem like you knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, so the end caps are pretty much the end of aisles.
Yes, and it has like the picture and like the name. So, for example, if it's the Haunted Mansion section, it'll be like a little piece of whatever, a cardboard or... Well, I don't know what you want to call it.
Yeah, just a cardboard sign that says...
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah,
or Nightmare Before Christmas. Or whatever. Clowns.
Whatever they're selling on that in that aisle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they were selling some. I guess they either had extras or those costumes or stuff sold out or they were done, whatever. But they had Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Minnie and Mickey.
Yeah.
And they had SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And
there was like a Pirates one also. That
yeah. We got. And it was like for a donation, it was like, what, $3?
$3 each.
And you can get them. And it was the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to put it.
We should post them.
I will. I'm going to put it over the girls' door tomorrow. And I will take a picture and post it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, you know, what's funny is I actually wanted to paint their door like Boo.
Really?
Yeah, like Boo's door.
Actually, like Boo, like Halloween, like jump out and scare them?
Stop it.
Oh. Oh, like
know
from
what
Monsters
I'm talking
Inc.
about. Yes.
Gotcha. But yeah, let's post it with this episode, those signs, picture of signs. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else? We kind of talked and rambled on.
Yes, I went on my rants.
Yeah.
Not my rants, but my off into my own world talks.
But it's all right. It was good. It's good to talk sometimes.
Yes.
It is. And that's our like halfway through October Halloween plans that we did and that we have coming up.
Yeah. We're also on the way to Hershey, going to stop at Lancaster and get some delicious Amish food. And my sister told me, because she was there last weekend, and she said that they have literally apple cider donuts that they make right in front of you, and you take it from them and eat it. So I'm excited for that.
Well, you have to buy it. You can't just take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have to purchase, and then you can get it. But I'm saying,
You
see them making it.
And also another thing we're doing the day before Hershey. So we're doing Hershey on my birthday on Sunday. And Saturday, we're doing Dutch Wonderland.
We are. And they have like a Halloween thing too, which obviously is more for kids.
Yeah. Are we counting that as a 13? No.
No.
We're not. I know. I was kidding. We'll do that as like the extra bonus. Like the luminosity
Dutch
and the
Wonderland
Halloween
could be
house.
A nightmare at times. Yeah.
But you know, that'll go as like the extra like bonus footage on our outtake DVD.
When we, sure. Because DVDs
don't make one.
Are still a thing.
Yeah. But yeah, it'll go down as like the extra, like the luminosity in the Halloween house.
Right.
So, yeah, and the Oasis pumpkin patch that we did. Mm-hmm. So, doing a lot, fitting it all in, and I feel like there's still a lot we need to get to.
October is exhausting.
So, yes, it is.
It's funny I say it. Every single year on Halloween, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Every single year. Since I met you, pretty much. I am always sick on Halloween because we do so much in October. But I don't think I was sick last year. I think I got sick right after Halloween last year.
Okay.
But I feel like now with the girls, I never sleep anyway.
All right.
So I think my body's kind of used to it now, so it's all right.
Well, you know what's funny about since I met you, I'm pretty much sick every other day besides Halloween.
You're mentally sick.
Yeah, the other rest of the year.
Yeah. Right.
So, all right. Anything else?
That's it. Before, get away from me.
Before we get ourselves in trouble.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, that's it. I guess we'll end it here.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done, what we have coming up, what we're going to do. And if there's any haunts out there that, I don't know, we could try to fit in. I know there's haunts out there people have been telling us.
Yes.
And we're trying. I promise. We are trying to get to the mall.
If this rain wasn't happening, we'd be able to do a little bit more.
I know.
Obviously not, you know, so many more, but we'd be able to do way more.
And again, I do feel bad even saying that because we're just going as like Halloween haunted house lovers and not owners. And I feel bad complaining like, oh, poor us.
I know. It's funny? You know what's going to happen? Is the one weekday in October that it's going to rain? It's Halloween.
I'm calling it now. Oh, please no. Maybe.
I hope not.
Although the day before Halloween, we're going to Sesame Place.
We are.
Because Disney has a not-so-scary Halloween party.
Right.
And now Sesame Place has the not-so-spooky Sesame party.
It literally makes me want to cringe. So. Sesame is another place where I'm like, I
hate goodness.
That we love this place.
Well, the girls love it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We tell people all the time, they're like, you're going to Sesame again? It's like, do you think this is what we want to do with our time?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think we want to get up almost every weekend and go to Sesame Place?
8 a.m. To drive, to Sesame Place, right.
But when I see characters waiting, like Count, on the street, do I not run and almost give myself a heart attack trying to get to that character to make sure my kids see them? For the girls.
So, so Sesame Place having a special ticketed event, Halloween party on October 30th and 31st.
But obviously, we're not
going to
spend Halloween.
Yeah, so we're going on the 30th. We purchased tickets today. So, take more of our money, Sesame Place. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll tell you this much. Supposedly, there's snacks. That's what sold me. And I am eating as much as I can.
Are they included? I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
Either way, we'll try
one. It's just trick-or-treating like it is every time we go. I'm going to be so annoyed.
Oh, but they said it was like with extra bonus special candy, like whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
Great.
That
means. Give me extra Smarties.
Yeah,
Can't wait.
But, all right. Anyway, we'll report back on that, too.
Whatever we get at Sesame is going right in our bowl for Halloween.
Exactly. Yes. That's the one good thing. We're going the 30th, and trick-or-treats will be coming the 31st.
No.
So, if you want some legit, real good Sesame Place candy, hit us up. Come to our house.
We have... we can't even talk about this.
All right.
But we have some good... We have some good candy.
We do. We have a lot of good candy.
We do.
So
full-size.
Full-size.
That's all I'm saying. That's
candy
it.
Bars. That's it. They will be giving out to anybody
because I do want to eat them, but I do not want to eat them
this year. You're getting it.
All you got to say is the secret code,
which is trick or treat.
Sesame. Eat chocolate.
Yeah. And I don't know if you got a good costume. You might be getting two full size candy bars.
Oh, I always hook up people.
So,
like,
so come with good costumes.
Whenever I see the inflatable dinosaur, I'm like, this guy's getting loaded with candy right now. I don't know why I love
That's
it so
funny.
Much.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, let's end it here.
We're gonna
start getting silly here.
I think we're getting delirious.
Yeah. All right, so if you're a dinosaur, hit us up. And anybody else, hit us up on the social medias. Yeah. We love hearing from you guys. We really do. And let us know what other haunts we should try to squeeze into.
Yes.
Because we are going to try our hardest. We will.
We are.
And and just in case like Sleepy Hollow doesn't work out for whatever reason, we need to replace it with something else.
Let us know.
So let us know which one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it. I'm ending it here.
Yeah.
If you want to continue, you surely can.
I do not.
I will not. Wait, one other thing before we go. I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I'm still Alex.
All right, still Alex. thank you all for listening. We made it halfway through October, Halloween, and we ain't stopping now.
Yeah.
We're going to end strong. So until then, until next week, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at anythinggoespodny, on Twitter at anythinggoesny, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.